I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll visit a home recording studio that produced some of rock and roll's biggest hits. On February 25, 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets drove from Lubbock, Texas to Norman Petty's recording studio in Clovis, New Mexico to record Holly's first big hit.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry.
Petty became Holly's manager and helped produce several more hits for the rock and roll superstar. However, Buddy Holly was not Norman Petty's only claim to fame. He also made some of Roy Orbison's earliest recordings and had a number one hit with Party Doll by Buddy Knox from Happy, Texas. Norman Petty continued to work with several West Texas musicians over the following three decades to produce a long string of hits. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate a musician who really knew how to steal the spotlight. I'm Gary Hartman, and this is a presentation of artandseek.org.